I didn't do that intentionally. Had I finished the bill early last week, I would have filed it last week. It just happened to fall on the 40th anniversary, for which I actually am glad.
It's Representative Charles Van Zandt's fourth attempt at filing the Florida for Life Act. And the Republican says he just happened to file his bill banning abortions on the day that marks 40 years of the 1973 U.S. Supreme Court decision Roe v. Wade, the ruling that legalized abortions in the U.S.
Typically, what it would do is take our laws in Florida back to the way they were 40 years ago before Roe versus Wade. At that time, abortions were illegal, with the exception of the life or the health of the mother. And that's exactly what this bill does.
While the bill prohibits abortions, it would allow a woman to have an abortion if her life was in danger. It also offers free services if the mother-to-be wants to put her baby up for adoption.
There are many, many families that want to adopt a young child and stand ready to proceed with that adoption immediately, even before the child is born, if the mother wants to, so she doesn't have to suffer from having to raise the child if she doesn't want the child. But my gosh, we need to stop murdering these little children. We need to stop killing them and destroying their lives and give them an opportunity to have their lives. And that's the impetus that is driving me to do this bill.
But Sheila Hopkins with the Florida Catholic Conference says while she admires Van Zandt's commitment, it will be a fight for him to get his bill heard.
It's probably going to be difficult.
Recent polls like the one done by the Washington Post Wall Street Journal showed that most American adults are not in favor of overturning Roe v. Wade or legalizing abortions. Hopkins, however, is remaining optimistic.
The Marist organization just did a poll that really basically said the opposite, that there is, you know, close to 50% of the folks who do believe in pro-life. So it's hard to tell. You know, it depends on how the question was framed up and who they talked to.
But pro-choice advocates like the CEO of Planned Parenthood of North Florida, Stacey Fox, say those poll numbers show Americans want women to have the right to choose. That's why she says it would be wrong to deny women that right, something she says Van Zandt's bill would do.
If we go back and look at the election and the impact that women's issues, specifically reproductive rights issues, had, women and those who support women in the difficult decisions that they make in their lives spoke loud and clear in this election, not just for the White House, but all over the country. So I think that our tolerance on a legislative plane has really decreased for these type of extremist bills.
Recently, more than 60% of Floridians rejected Amendment 6, one of 11 amendments on the November ballot. It would have prohibited the use of taxpayer dollars for abortions, except in certain cases. Meanwhile, the Florida Catholic Conference and Representative Van Zandt say they're going to continue their pro-life fight and are encouraged by a recent Alabama Supreme Court decision that expands the definition of a child to include the unborn and could open the door to outlawing abortion across the country. Planned Parenthood's Stacey Fox says her group is keeping an eye on the Alabama decision and what its potential larger impact could be. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.